Does Delftware mean anything? Is that right? Delftware?
No.
Not to me.
Delftware dishes, there used to be some dishes that blue Delft. Delft blue. That's all I can think. Delft blue dishes, yes, we had Delft blue chinaware. DELFT.
And if you had some water and you wanted to carry it, you'd probably carry it in a...
pail. Bucket.
Water pail or water bucket.
Which is metal?
Well, they've had
both.
Wooden metal both. The old oaken bucket we used to wind up out of the well was wooden.
Wooden with the metal strips around it.
Yes.
Band.
The wooden would be a bucket or a pail?
Well, pail was the same too. We used that too.
The old oaken bucket they always called them.
Yes, and there was pail with there too. Some called them pail.
If you wanted to buy a plastic one at the 5 and 10, what would you ask for? A plastic?
A plastic bucket, I guess. A plastic pail?
Probably used either one then, I imagine.
Yes. They used them all the time, those words. Different people use different.
You used to talk about a garbage pail?
Garbage pail.
Or can? Or
garbage container.
Pail, the gully. Garbage container.
Yes, sir.
You fry eggs, you fry them in a what?
In a skillet. Or a fry pan. Electric skillet now.
Is that electric skillet?
Mm-hmm. I fry mine now anyway.
You never used the word spider for that?
Yes, my mother did. Those iron kettles were called spiders. Those griddles.
You use fry pan. They used to cook up soap outside. They'd cook it up in a great big metal
kettle. Iron kettle.
Iron kettle.
Also, used to render lard in those things.
Yes, I've made soap and rendered lard too.
They ever call it a cauldron?
No.
Pot?
Pot. Iron pot or kettle.
We
had a brass one for when we made the tomato butter.
Yes, but now I assume that is an iron kettle we rendered the lard in.
Or made the soap. Big iron kettle.
And you eat with a knife, a fork, and a
spoon.
And you go outside in the back, and you have some flowers growing, and you want the flowers inside, you go out and...
bring them in.
Or what do you do? Pick
cut
them
all.
Cut them?
Cut yeah. them.
Pick them?
Pick them, yes.
And you bring them inside, and you put them in a pretty...
vase. Some say vase. But vase is mine.
Likewise. After you finish a meal, you... look at the table and say, well, I guess we'd better...
clear the table.
And then we'll have to...
wash the dishes. The table has to be cleared before you wash the dishes.
And you get soap on the dishes. Say the wife's washing the dishes, get soap on it so she...
rinses them.
And what does she wash the dishes with? What piece of cloth?
Dishcloth.
And what does she dry them with?
Well, the dishcloth, she dries them and she washes them with a dish rag. That's what I always call it.
Mm-hmm. And you dry your face with a...
washcloth.
Oh,
or a dish... or
towel.
A towel, yes.
Towel.
Just a towel.
Yeah.
You want water at the kitchen sink, you turn on the...
faucet.
And if you have a barrel of cider and you want some, you turn on the...
spigot.
We don't have a barrel of cider anymore.
No. I wish I had a good drink of sweet cider. It tastes kind of good.
You both said it once, and I didn't hear either one. You turn on the what with the cider?
Spigot.
Spigot. It's all right.
Now, I have the spigot in the cider barrel.
Spigot, yes. Spigot. Molasses.
We turn on the spigots at the sink, too.
Yes.
Spigot.
A lot
we'll
call
spigot.
It that. Yeah. Yes, it's the same thing.
Now, if you had some liquid and want to pour it in a bottle, you might mess it all up if you didn't get a bottle. And if you want your horse to go faster, you better hit him with a
whip.
You ever call it a hickory?
No, I never did.
Gad or goad or anything like that?
Oh, I like to call it a whip.
Now, if you
used to have one they call a cattle whip.
A goad is to urge him on, but I didn't know they used it as a whip. But he would urge him.
A cattle whip was for driving cattle.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you went to the grocery store and bought some groceries, they might.